arthritis will never be spoken again.
They're both obviously extremely good.
He's not good at all.
No.
Exactly. So
it's
why is that
going round?
You got it wrong. I got it wrong.
But Sunday, 3 p.m. Are you nervous?
No, not at all. You know why? Because I know we're going to lose.
Are you actually that confident you're going to lose?
Yeah. Liverpool are really good this season, and we're slowly getting there, but we're not good enough. And they destroyed us last time they played us.
What's the score?
4-1.
Was that the game that you said they're not going to batter you and then they batter
you?
No, you just said they're going to batter you.
You're just making stuff up again, always.
And for the listeners, we are, of course, talking about the Carabao Cup finale. And, of course, Mikey's a Chelsea fan, so this Sunday is going to be complete misery for him because he, although he will say he doesn't, he will have a little bit of hope that Chelsea somehow get a result. Because as fans, you just have that
bloody hell,
the beep in our house somewhere. Yeah. You have that natural little bit of hope that your team's going to win another beep. I think it's the fridge. For those that can't hear that, if they can hear that through the mic, it's beeping. Like,
I think it's a dishwasher.
Where was I? Mikey, Carabao Cup final.
I'm not actually that fussed. If we lose, we lose. Because I don't make it. If Chelsea lose, I don't make it ruin my day. Unlike Chaz.
He's actually very good at that. He'll probably just leave the room and go and do something else. Whereas I'll actually be a bit gutted about it. Like,
Chaz will be fuming if United lost.
Yeah, that's just normal, isn't it? So proper, don't win.
Proper fuming, though.
Not proper fuming. Proper fuming.
It changes your mood.
I think I'm going to go. Actually, no, we're doing predictions at the end.
Yeah, predictions.
Okay,
I'll hold
my Carabao Cup.
Wait for the last segment.
But the question is, have you got a chance? Because Liverpool, let me finish. Because Liverpool have got lots of injuries.
Yes, that is true. But people keep forgetting Chelsea also have a lot of injuries, and we have all season.
Right now, who has more? Do you have those statistics?
Well, who would you say Liverpool? Jota, Curtis Jones, two.
Well, the big ones that we're going to start.
Yeah.
Is Trent, obviously, first one.
Arguably, you're missing the best right back in the world.
Yeah, Chelsea are as well.
Missing
the best right back in the world.
Hold on, do you want to start like...
I prefer him than Trent in my team.
Do you want this argument, this debate?
Go on then. Let's do it.
You want Reece James over Trent?
Yeah. I want them both. Trent in midfield, Reece James on right back. Reece James is a better right back.
What, as in like an overall player?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
When he's not on the bloody injury table.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's also hard to say that because he's been on the injury table so much. I think there was a moment where he was better, but I just think Trent's almost like one of those players where you just can't... His passing sort of overrides the fact that he is mediocre defensively.
Yeah, but...
And he is also a defender, so it shouldn't be that bad, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, for England, I hope they both play at the same time.
What about Walker?
Oh, fucking hell.
Don't get me started. So hold on.
My God.
I don't know how this Carabao Cup conversation has gone to Walker, Trent, Reece James, but if you're Gareth Southgate and you can only start one, because bear in mind your midfield is probably going to be Rice, Bellingham and Foden.
Oh, bloody hell.
You're probably not going to put Trent into midfield there. Who are you starting right back?
Oh.
If you say Reece James...
I don't think that's not bad at all. Any of them can start.
No, it's not like, I'm not saying like, oh, it's a bad child, but you can't, like, after this season, you can't be like, oh, Reece James comes.
No. Okay, no, fine. I get that. But like, I think when he was in his prime, oh, mate, he like pocketed Vinicius and everything when they played in the Champions League. Long time ago. We won't see that for a while. But I think any of the three, you can
easily
start.
I'm not asking for
that. No, I know, but
pretty much.
Southgate will go fucking Walker probably.
Why is that like
he will just go what he knows. Has worked before. He's like, yeah, well, but boring, defensive, let's go. Walker's not bad, though.
By the way, Mikey has a vendetta against Gareth Southgate. He just doesn't like him.
He's not good at all. What's his experience before England? Fucking Middlesbrough, wherever it was.
Who would you rather take the England side to the Euros?
Yeah.
Now Mourinho's free. Mourinho or Gareth Southgate?
Mourinho, obviously.
Why?
Because he's got so much more managerial experience in Champions League, in like most of the top leagues. Like, he's done it everywhere. Southgate, what, Championship, and then these... international teams. He was mainly playing fucking UEFA Nations League teams who are shit. Like, oh, mate, his run in the World Cup wasn't a great run. Most managers with that England team would have got there. Euros, fair play, did pretty well. But other than that, I don't think he's actually a great manager.
What about the culture he's created?
That's a different story. I think he's a great culture. He creates great relationships with the players. And then he's made that. So then he can fuck off and then the other manager can come in.
So Mourinho comes in, does that culture just go...
No, that's not how relationships work. Like, friendships don't just go because the new manager's in.
Well, what if Mourinho just starts tearing shit up?
Well, if he's being a dickhead, then yeah,
to clarify, the Euros 2024, if you had the opportunity, you'd take Mourinho as England manager over Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
Because Mourinho's a better manager, obviously.
Overall and everything, yeah. And he technically, tactically and everything, he's probably... If you think he's not...
No, he's obviously a better manager, like tactically, technically, but I would still take Southgate for what he's done and the culture he's created. And I think we're very close to stepping over the line.
Yeah, we're very close, but no.
How have we diverted from the Carabao Cup final to
Carabao Cup final, yes.
Carabao Cup final, yes.
Klopp is going to win.
Why are you going to win, Klopp?
Because my team is unbelievable. We came back against Luton. I compared it to the atmosphere and the night of Barcelona. I saw an interview.
Yeah, you know that night at home against Luton where they were 1-0 down at halftime and they came back and won 4-1. It's nearly as great as... when they were 3-0 down to Barcelona and 1-4-3.
Yeah, he said that second half, just the team showed all that charisma, you know, all that.
He's going to use it as half-time motivation, apparently. So, Klopp, can you give us an example of... So, next week, I don't know. Yeah, here we go. Carabao Cup final, you're 2-0 down against Chelsea.
Don't be fun. Don't laugh. Don't make me laugh, sorry.
you're 2-0 down against Chelsea.
Yeah.
And you're going to use the Luton thing as your half-time team talk. Off you go.
Boys, remember this time last week, we were 1-0 down against the almighty Luton. What did I tell you in the changing rooms? That's right. It should never be spoken again. Because I can't think of something. But
Mikey just improvised a team talk and basically said, what did I tell you in the changing rooms? Well, bear in mind, they'd already be in the changing rooms talking about this shit.
No, last week, yeah.
Oh, last week. Yeah. And so I'm going to be a player.
Yeah.
So boss, I know I'm injured, but just for a bit of context, we're playing Chelsea. They've spent £1 billion. I don't think Luton have even got a player worth more than £5 million.
No, but their mentality is like they've spent £1 billion. Their mentality is so good. They don't care who they play. Chelsea.
You think because we beat Luton, we're going to beat Chelsea?
Yeah, easy peasy lemon squeezy. But also, 2-0 down against Chelsea. I don't think so.
You don't think they come back?
No, as in I don't think they would ever get to 2-0 down.
Oh, right, no. I think, I think it's, no, to be fair, I think it's going to be more cagey than it seems just because it's cup final.
Yeah.
And you do have a thing with Chelsea where, Chelsea have a thing with Liverpool where they always seem to draw and then go to penalties.
4-1.
I mean, in the cup finals. No, when Liverpool won the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup final, it was against Chelsea both times went to penalties. Do you remember when Kepa tried to be big man, stand one side of the goal and then Van Dijk just went, boom, have one of these?
Yeah, he's a stupid idiot. Glad he's gone to Madrid. Sorry, Kepa. Anyway.
He's not even starting for Madrid, man.
Yeah, I know. What does that show you?
But you don't think you've got a chance?
No, I wouldn't say I don't think we've got a chance. I do think we have a chance. Fuck you. I think we have a chance because, obviously, like you say, cup finals, it's our only thing we can really play for. I know we're still in the FA Cup, but like, it's the only thing we can really play for. Realistically, we're in reaching distance of that trophy.
Is it the end of Poch if you lose?
No.
Why?
Because we've got to that point, and no one would have expected us to get to a cup final in the form we've been in. So no, I think no. It's not the end point.
What about if you lose the cup final and then next round the FA Cup you go out and you're still 10th?
We go out against Leeds.
Is it Leeds?
Yes, Leeds. Depends how that game goes, and depends on the fixtures that come up to that game and the results.
You're still 10th.
Still 10th, middle of the table. No, I think wait till the end of the season, then yeah, we'll see because it's tough. But yeah, no, feeling confident.
And you want to save the prediction till the end, yeah?
Yeah, save the prediction till the end because the last segment is our predictions.
Unless one special prediction.
Okay, so say the prediction.
Oh, sorry.
Till the end.
Wait till the end.
Because then
quickfire prediction. Sorry,
quickfire.
No,
that is included in
it.
And I'm just gonna say I'm feeling confident. Ish.
You hold on.
No,
hold
I'm not
on.
Actually.
This guy says to me, right, that I chat out of shit.
Yeah.
And within this segment of this podcast, he's gone, we've got no chance from, actually, we've got a little bit of a chance to, I'm feeling confident.
No, because the more you talk about it.
He's fluctuated three different emotions.
The more you talk about it, the more you're like, well, we actually could do.
Who makes you think you could do well? And don't say Cole Palmer.
No, if Nkunku's playing.
Why is it an if? Is he fit? Is he injured?
Oh, you know, no, he's like Reece James, mate. He's fragile as fuck. But honestly, no, we've got more injuries than Liverpool. I'm going to say that now. So once we're fully fit next season, Chelsea are going to be the top dogs. I don't know why I've said that because I don't believe that at all.
See, I told you, this guy chats utter shit.
I'm just waffling right now.
I think Liverpool absolutely hammer you. I think if they get an early goal, it could be a dangerous cup final.
Nah, not dangerous.
Yeah, but I don't think your team have the mentality to like hold off Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? As in like, if it gets bad, it's like kind of like United when it gets bad, the whole team sort of just capitulates and I think it could be bad.
No, you know what?
If they get an early goal, you're in trouble.
You know what? You might be right. Depends. If Nunes plays, I'm not worried at all.
You're not?
No.
He ruined you the other time. He hit the post about 84 times.
Exactly.
But
four
still
times. Come on now. But he's going to do that again.
As well, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did actually. Missed a penalty as well. Yeah. We should have been destroyed that game actually.
Yeah, and just remind you, you just said 30 seconds ago that you're kind of confident.
Yeah, but now I'm looking at the injury list for Chelsea and there's like 10 players.
Go on, name them.
Maybe not 10 actually. How many is this? Fofana, Silva, Sanchez, Cucurella, Reece James, Ugo Chukwu, Lavia, Badiashile, Chukwumeka.
I just want to go back to the guy that you called Ugo Chukwu. Who's that?
Ugo Chukwu. Ugo Chukwu.
Ugo who?
Ugo Chukwu. He's played in midfield.
I'm so sorry, mate. Like, you've probably been brought up with this name.
I think that's how his name.
You've been brought up with this name.
Just because you don't know his name doesn't mean that's I've got it wrong.
I'm sure. No, I don't
Ugo Chukwu.
I don't think I'm.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, if I look like a right dickhead now and it is right, then fair enough. But
see, there's nine players there that actually have been played for our first team multiple times.
Trent, Szoboszlai, Jota.
Three.
Matip.
Oh, yeah, right. Curtis Jones.
Matip, Curtis Jones.
That's five.
Nunes, I don't know if he's going to be fit. Nunes.
He's questionable, yeah.
Let's say Salah.
No, he's playing. He played the other day.
He was injured last night when they beat Luton.
Well, I mean, he came on the other day and scored, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was injured against Luton.
Yeah, but they're saving him for... They're saving him.
Charging him up, mate.
Yeah, exactly. He's fuming. He's not injured.
He's fuming, mate. About the AFCON and everything, fuming. He's going to batter you.
So you reckon Salah's going to destroy us?
Yeah.
You reckon
his old club, you know what I mean? Give it a celebration, tops off
at
the end.
Oh, fuck him if he does that. Yeah. Actually, no, he is really cute. And he's like, sorry, Chelsea, I scored against you. Yeah, anyway. Go get the tongue all nice and wet. Yeah, obviously, like I'm much better than Erling Haaland. I don't know why the debate is there. Obviously, I've scored a lot of goals this season, and he's not done as well this season, to be honest. Like, I know he's missed a few games and stuff, but like, obviously, I just think I'm the better one. But in reality, Mikey actually thinks he'd prefer Haaland in his team.
No, so this is the Haaland versus Kane debate. I brought this up to Mikey and he's put it into the podcast because I had this debate with my friends recently, the Kane and Haaland debate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to discuss it.
We are going
Where would you like to start?
So obviously everyone knows Harry Kane and Erling Haaland are two top quality strikers and they both played in the Bundesliga and they both played in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. So this helped with kind of like comparing them in either leagues. And like comparing Haaland's time in Bundesliga with Harry Kane's time in Bundesliga, and obviously their season this season, and obviously they both played in each league, and I've got the stats comparing their league their season this season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know any stats and who is better, but it's kind of like hard to where do you want to begin? Because like, do you want to tell them your opinion on them on?
Do you want me to say who I think's better?
Yeah, go on then.
It's an absolute zero brainer. It's Harry Kane.
Why is it a zero brainer?
Because Harry Kane, if you go through what you want from a striker, obviously you want goals, he'll give you goals, right? Mm-hmm. If you go through every single attribute as of a footballer, so say for example, like FIFA card, you got like pace, power, strength, shooting, passing, aggression, this everything. Like Harry Kane probably wins 80% of like an attribute comparison. So, and I'll give you an example. So you go shooting, right? You could go 50-50 probably.
Yeah.
Passing, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, yeah.
Physical, you give to Haaland if you're just going by strength.
Haaland,
but if you're going like hold up play,
I'd say
Kane.
Well, then we can look at the stats and see if that is actually statistical.
Yeah, dribbling, Kane.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Thought you were going to make a joke then. Well done for holding
that. Obviously, you're right, yeah.
Dribbling, Kane. What's another footballing stat? I can't, my brain's just gone dead. Pace of Haaland, obviously. Yeah. So Haaland, let's for the benefit of the doubt, let's give Haaland pace and physical, right? I think...
No, shoot, you can't just take shooting away.
No, oh, sorry. And 50-50 on shooting.
So then the other... Two, then defending.
But then,
no,
but then like, there's like 20 million more stats.
I was thinking of a FIFA card.
FIFA card, yeah. But yeah. Like I say, I think just Kane wins on as a whole round player, as a football player, Kane wins. And it's for me, it's no debate on those two things. And people will go, yeah, but Haaland scored 36 goals, broke the records in the Premier League. And like, yes, he did in probably the best ever Premier League side ever as the number nine, the front guy, pretty much the whole season, right? In that same season, in one of Tottenham's poorest teams in the past 10 years, Kane got 30 goals under Antonio Conte, who plays defensive football, not the expansive attacking football that Pep Guardiola plays. the amount of chances that Kane would have got, I might be wrong here, but definitely were less than Haaland.
Yeah.
And he's still got 30 goals. So my flick here is, right, if you put Kane into that Haaland side, that Man City side where Haaland gets 36 goals, right, Kane gets at least 36. And what he will do as well is he'll also apply more assists. So whether he whether he ends up getting, right, 36 goals, 34 goals, 33 goals, right, but he'll also get you 10, 15 assists with it as well. He'll contribute to everything. He's better at creating assists. He's, in my opinion, I think he's a better finisher as well. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
I was going to go on to set pieces. They're both not set piece takers, so it doesn't matter. Heading, Kane scored headers for fun. If you can give Haaland, what's the word? Agility, but I don't mean agility as in like cutting in and out pass players.
I mean,
jumps to bicycle kicking, you like flick something out of the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my opinion. I might have blabbed on a bit there, I think they're both obviously extremely good.
Yeah.
But like, if you said to me, you're picking a team and you need a number nine, which one do you want? I'm going Kane. Okay. Your opinion?
My opinion is, first of all, I agree with a lot of the things you say because Harry Kane all round is unbelievable, as well as like a striker. The finishing is great. But like, when I think of a striker, I think like what Haaland's doing is goals. And he's so good in this Man City team because they just create so many opportunities for him. And he's always in the right place. Like his brain getting into position, all that stuff is really good. And I just like him as a striker. I might be just a bit biased because I am a striker. I always play striker. And I know, not biased because they're both strikers, but like I like the way Haaland plays and him and the team. Like I probably would relate to him a bit more because like cutting him behind or like doing all that kind of stuff. But it's so hard, and like you make good points of like Spurs, the season where he got 30 goals and it was a Spurs side compared to what they have been. And obviously he's proving it now in the Bundesliga. I think it is the way the team plays and the manager plays.
I just say something as well. Tuchel in the Bundesliga is not known for being super, super expansive football as well. So like, don't get me wrong, obviously Bayern Munich are going to be the best team in the Bundesliga pretty much, other than this year, than most teams. But he's still banging in goals for fun. Yeah. A team that are not probably super expansive.
It's true. And I just... It's hard. It's such a hard debate.
Who are you picking then? You got an empty team sheet, an empty check or whatever. You got to write a check for either of them. You've got the money. Forget about age. Just who are you picking right
now? I'm going to do Haaland because he's probably, I don't know, a bit more intimidating on the pitch when he's like running at players, not running at players, but like always defenders checking the shoulder, probably a bit more intimidating because Harry Kane will drop in a bit. I think Harry Kane would be like, he's more than just a striker, so he should just drop in a bit. Mate, play them both. Play Harry Kane behind him.
I mean, do that. Put them both together. They would both be like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I just... the one thing I say is that people like... I was having talks with my mates and that, and they're like... They both agree... Like, my mates were agreeing that Haaland is a worse player than Harry Kane, but then they were both picking Haaland. And I was like, well, how can you do that?
No, I get what they mean, because like Harry Kane all-round is better. Like, all-round. But then, I don't know, it's something about Haaland, like... Finishing, you could rely on him. Like, oh god, it's so hard.
Like you could flip it, right, and you could say, oh, Harry Kane could go into that Man City side and score 36 goals, right? Could Haaland go into that Tottenham side and score 30 goals? I don't think so.
No, actually, you're right. That's because Harry Kane's a different player completely. But like, that's what I mean when I say this type of style that your team plays would suit, like Haaland suits.
So I think Harry Kane could suit any style. And he's done that. He's played in defensive teams. He's played in a Pochettino Spurs side, which was more expansive and more attacking.
Making good points.
Making good points.
Yeah. So while I was researching this, I was looking at the stats and trying to compare, like, obviously, goals to game ratios and everything like that. And just to kind of, not even back up my point, just to help kind of even everyone watching and listening to kind of realize, like, how good they both are, to be honest.
Right, yeah.
Like, so I compared their current season.
Yeah.
The current season at the moment, obviously, Harry Kane in the Bundesliga. Yeah. He's had 30 appearances. He's got 29 goals.
30 Bundesliga appearances?
All-round appearances. Oh, sorry. So all-round this season, 29 goals. So a goal every 1.03 games. And just I can relate to...
No, that, no, what? He's had one more goal than games or one less goal than games?
One less goal. So
1.0.
You're right.
Like
so it would be just
0.97
That way. And then Haaland... Which is, I've looked at this. Haaland's obviously been out for, he was out for nearly 2 months.
Yeah, he was out for a while,
Nearly 2 months. And he's played two less appearances than Harry Kane. That shows you how intense the Premier League and scheduling of the English football is.
I guess Bundesliga have a slight bigger winter break as well.
Absolutely. And so Erling Haaland's played 28 games, scored 22 goals.
I know.
And so, I know, and goal contributions as well.
In a better side as well.
Yeah. No. Bundesliga is way more worse teams in the Bundesliga than our Premier League.
Yeah, agreed. But also, it's kind of like Man City are kind of like the Bayern of the Premier League at the moment. But yeah, I agree. Anyway, carry on.
Debatable, but yeah. So Harry Kane's got 8 assists. Haaland's got 6 assists. Harry Kane is winning in this, but this is why I wanted to compare his Bundesliga stats to Haaland's Bundesliga stats.
Okay, yeah.
Because then it's like kind
That's
of...
fair.
You look at it, and they both got the exact same goals per game ratio.
Wow.
Well, this is how I worked out, but I clearly did a bit off, but I think it's right. So,
yeah.
Like I said, Harry Kane, 30 appearances, 29 goals.
Yeah.
Haaland, 89 appearances, 86 goals.
So Haaland is probably more impressive because it's more games.
Exactly.
And it's the worst side, Dortmund.
Exactly. So he's done it in Dortmund as well.
Yeah.
And that's arguably like
more difficult.
Yeah. So that's he had 23 assists in that time with 3 hat tricks.
He actually has a few more assists than you'd think for someone that's more just like a brutal finisher.
Oh mate, he really does, and it's like it's impressive because, like I say about his, that's completely different. Anyway, yeah. But so yeah, his assists, he actually does get way more assists than you expect.
I think there was a year. I think it was 2 years ago. When Harry Kane got Golden Boot and Playmaker Award in the Premier League.
Yeah, that is
the
impressive.
Most assists and the most goals in the Premier League in one season.
That goes underneath.
Haaland, yeah, exactly. Of course it does. I don't see Haaland ever doing that. And the thing I think about Harry Kane as well is, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because he's English or the media, whatever. Don't get me wrong, like, he gets good praise, but he should get better. It's like Rooney. Like when Rooney used to play, it was like he didn't get the praise he deserves. And it's almost like you have to look back on their careers afterwards and go, holy shit, he was good.
No, that is true. And you, yeah, that doesn't get spoken up about enough.
Man, that season, if you're not just scoring the most, you're assisting the most as a striker in a Spurs side.
Yeah, you forget Spurs.
Spurs that are playing against the Arsenals, the Cities, the Liverpools, the Uniteds, the Chelseas.
But also, comparing these two, Haaland is 23, Harry Kane is 30.
Yeah, true. Haaland's come through earlier and his Champions League record is probably way better than Kane's, but because he's got, I think he's more than one goal per game.
I didn't actually see
his
Champions League record
is phenomenal. But like it was for Dortmund, it was for
his goals and games is kind of very similar, to be honest. Like, he basically gets a goal a game, Haaland.
I think it's a bit unlucky for Kane though, because I think if you end up, say, like 30 years time, you end up comparing both of their careers. I think Haaland will end up winning more like trophies. Obviously, he's already done that.
Oh yeah,
more like individual honors as well, but more because of the fact that he is. Like, got that move to that Man City.
Yeah.
Whereas Kane's done it to Bayern, which is big, but it's also quite late in his career. Like, imagine, like, when he started bursting through at Tottenham, if he'd have just gone straight to, like, Man City there, it's almost like it would have been more a fair comparison. But it's impossible to make a direct comparison. But like you say, if you're making a team tomorrow, I'm picking Harry Kane up front any day. Above any striker in the world, by the way. Not just Haaland. Talking Mbappe.
But these two.
I'm talking anyone.
Mbappe.
What's his name? Lewandowski. Anyone. Like, even when Lewandowski was banging in the goals for Bayern Munich for year after year, I was still saying, yeah, Kane's better. Yeah. And Kane also wins the eye test, in my opinion. Like, you watch both players play. I know it probably comes down to a little bit of the Man City purposely sort of don't give the ball to Haaland as much until that bit when they're going to score. But Kane just wins the eye test. And it reminds me slightly of the Messi-Ronaldo comparison, as in, like, they're both insane.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not putting Haaland and Kane on
that
level.
Okay.
They're both insane, but like the eye test for me, Messi always wins, just because he's just like, when you watch him play, it's just like beautiful to watch. Like Ronaldo, maybe back in his youthful days when he was more of a dribbler, but now he turned into like a brutal goal scorer. Messi could like literally grab the ball, run past players and score. Kane can do more of that bit and the pretty side of football that that people like to see.
I mean, I do get you. He's like a prettier footballer, but like,
I just... You think he's prettier than Haaland?
No, to watch.
Oh, to watch.
But I think it's really hard because, like, as a striker, like, Haaland's got a better goal-to-game ratio.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, if you look at those stats, yeah, he's a better striker in that way. It's just hard. Because like, you like an all-round, and Kane is like an all-round player for you.
Yeah, but it's almost like, you remember when Aubameyang had those seasons for Arsenal where he was actually good? I also had mates that were comparing. I didn't mean to say Aubameyang shit, but like he did turn quite poor at Arsenal.
Oh yeah.
But I had mates back then that was telling me that Kane was worse than Aubameyang, and I was like, no, he's not. And I think even in a couple of those seasons, Aubameyang had better like goal stats or whatever. But I was still like, Kane is the better player.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just just watch
it's not, to be fair, it's not just about goals for like for players and what makes that it's not the only thing that makes them good.
I think it's also fortunate that Haaland, like I said, because he plays for that City team, they don't need him to come in and do anything else.
Yeah,
I know Kane likes to do it no matter who he plays for England, for Tottenham, even for Bayern, but like it's almost like for Man City it's not needed at all. Like if Kane went there, Pep could even say to him, to be fair, I mean, I think he'd let him drop in, but he wouldn't. He'd be like, Kane, you can just stay out there. Yeah, it's not needed. Whereas in Tottenham, it was like, oh, they need all the help they can get.
That is very true. And like, coming to that point, like Kane obviously comes in more. I was researching some of the stats and I just thought, you know, I'd work this out while I was doing it. So touches, this is in the Premier League, by the way. In the Premier League, over all the appearances that Harry Kane and Erling Haaland have made, Harry Kane has done 12,490 touches. And the reason in his whole career, in the Premier League career. The reason I looked at that was like, well, how many goals per touch? Because obviously Haaland is not like, he's like you say, he's kind of like, you'll get the ball and shoot, like that kind of thing. Like very minimal touches compared to Harry Kane.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know what, I'll work out what is the touch to goal ratio.
You worked out a touch to goal
it
ratio.
It was easy because you just figure out how many goals they've got and the appearance of touches. So yeah, Harry Kane scores every 58 touches in the Premier League.
And Haaland scores every 32 or something.
Every 23 touches, he scores a goal.
Yeah, but I don't mean this disrespectfully. I don't know if that stat means much.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. But you can say like, oh, that's because Harry Kane drops in a lot.
Yeah.
And he's touched the ball. He plays with the ball more. Like Erling Haaland will just be there to finish.
Plays with the ball more.
Oh, yes.
No, but it's almost like as well, like, if you were then added in assists, it'd be like touch to assist and goal.
Yeah, no, that's it. Wasn't it was a stat I figured out myself just to be curious.
Mikey, the new stat man.
Yeah, I was just curious because Haaland's a different player to Harry Kane.
And how are we like ending this debate?
Well,
then? It's subjective.
It's subjective, and how I think for me, it's the style your team plays. But then you think Harry Kane can fit in kind of any style of football,
any play, any style, any team, any manager.
Yeah, I like Haaland more because he's just. For me, striker is
so you're
finishing,
going Haaland,
finishing.
Basically.
But like, this is not me like slating Harry Kane at all. I think he's unbelievable. But for a finisher striker, Haaland, goal to game ratio better. Let's go for him.
No if, buts, and maybes. Haaland or Kane?
Haaland.
Kane.
Oh, obviously, like it's a great decision. To be fair, Chad. I mean, I'm Harry Kane, but yeah, Haaland.
Kane.
Thank you very much.
No, that was rubbish.
No. Quick fire predictions.
Oh, it wasn't great, but we'll
that was
go
all right.
We'll
you
take
got
it.
Back
we'll,
yourself
we'll
there.
Take
yeah.
It.
So, as you know, he just sung the intro to our new little snippet game show thingy. What was
it? Basically, every week we do quick fire predictions of the upcoming weekend's games. We did it last week, didn't it? The week before. But Mikey, how well did we do last week?
Exactly. How well did we do?
Before you say that, Mikey's won the lap.
Yes, I won the lap from last week. I got more. Correct scores. It's correct scores, okay? Not the correct teams who win.
Yeah, we just do correct scores.
Yeah,
we
correct
are brutal.
Because it's like Soccer Saturday. Not Soccer Saturday, what is it?
I don't know what you're trying
to
say.
Soccer 6. The
Super 6.
Super 6, that's it. Anyway, so how well did we do last week?
Don't know.
Brentford versus Liverpool. The real score was 4-1.
Yep.
Chaz predicted 3-1 Liverpool.
Oh!
I know, Mikey predicted 2-1 Liverpool. So
you get half a point for that.
No, you do not. Okay. But that was very close. Burnley versus Arsenal.
Yeah, correct.
The real score, 5-0.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
3-1 Arsenal.
Yeah.
Mikey, 4-1 Arsenal. So, half a point because I was a goal off.
No.
Exactly.
You were 2 goals off. It was.
No, but like there was 5 goals.
I was actually 1 goal
off.
Shut up.
All right, yeah, fair. Newcastle versus Bournemouth.
I said 2-2.
The real score was 2-2.
And I said 2-2.
Chaz said 2-2. Mikey also said 2-2.
Wapa!
Mikey also said 2-2.
Wow, pal.
Hey, calm down.
you probably copied me.
No, I was going to say that as well. That's what I said. Fulham versus Aston Villa. Real score was 2-1 Villa.
Yeah, no. I said 2-2.
Chaz said 2-1 Fulham.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, Mikey said 1-1. So none of us.
No one.
No. Notts Forest versus West Ham. Real score 2-0 Forest.
I remember what I said.
Chaz said 2-1 Forest.
No!
Mikey said 3-2 Forest, so nothing there. Spurs versus Wolves. Real score, 2-1 Wolves.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
No, Chaz, you said 2-2. Mikey said 2-1 Spurs. So I got it, obviously, the other way around. But yeah, no correct scores there. Man City, Chelsea.
Oh, I think I said like 4-1 Chelsea.
1-1. The real score was 1-1. None of us would have got that. You know that. Because Chaz said 4-1 Man City. Mikey said 3-0 Man City. So I think that no one would have predicted that Chelsea to draw that. Sheffield United versus Brighton. Real score, 5-0 Brighton.
I think I might have said like 3-1 or something.
You said 4-1 Brighton. Pretty close. Mike said 2-1 Brighton, so yeah, it doesn't really matter. Luton versus Man United. Real score, 2-1 Man United. Chaz said 3-0 Man United.
Oh, fuck.
I said 3-2 Man United. And here we go. Everton versus Crystal Palace. Real score, 1-1. Chaz said 1-1.
Did I?
And Mikey said 1-1 as well.
No!
So we drew that one.
We drew the week.
Yeah, because we've got two scores.
No, but I feel like we need a winner of the week.
We can't.
No, we can.
No, that's not how the game works.
No, just but think about this.
Here we go. Bend the rules in your favour. Come on.
Sure.
Go on.
Think about this. Yep. I got closer overall.
Do you want to have a look at that?
I think I did.
What do you mean closer? What does that mean? Like a goal?
My Liverpool one was like one off. The Forest one was like one off.
Okay, but how are you determining it? Like I got...
I got
2-1 in one of the games, but it was the other way around. So is that close?
No.
Exactly. So why is that
the wrong way round?
You got it wrong. I got it wrong.
Yeah, but no, but...
There was the same amount. I got the right amount of goals.
Yeah, but it's
you
like...
You didn't. So
it's like,
there
if I said 3-1 Liverpool, that's... And then it was 3-1... Brentford, it's not close,
no,
is it?
It is, because it's the same amount of goals. I was well,
no,
predicting the amount of goals.
Wrong way around, whereas
there we
I
go.
Say 3-1. No, because if I say 3-1 Liverpool and it's 4-1 Liverpool, that's closer than me saying 3-1 Liverpool, but it's 3-1
yeah,
Brentford.
But I'm going just the goals in the game.
He doesn't want
to
lose.
No, you're trying to bend the rules to make you win.
No, because, yeah, but I haven't
no,
lost.
No, we drew.
No.
We drew. That's
yeah,
how
because,
it goes.
Because,
no one gets
because,
a point then.
Because, no.
Unless we both get points.
We both get
2-1.
A point. But you copied me on two of those scores.
No, I literally went, that's the same thing I was going to do. So I was going to do it.
Convenient.
I didn't know that then.
Convenient.
So, weird, I didn't know. So anyway, so we both get a point. 2-1 Mikey.
2-1.
Overall. You're lucky there. You
Why
shit.
The fuck am I lucky?
I don't know. Anyway, give us your little intro.
Oh, sorry, just, I've already done it.
No, but this is now the...
This game week 26 quick fire predictions.
Wow, that was
that, correct?
That was really
yeah,
good.
It's getting worse.
Because Liverpool Luton played yesterday... Because of the
oh shit, I did predict 4-1 in
no,
my
you
head.
Didn't. No, you no, didn't. So yeah, that was technically part of this game week, apparently. But anyway, Crystal Palace versus Burnley.
So you might be saying it's gonna be quick fire predictions. So 2-0
you've
Burnley.
Already just,
2-0 Palace.
You already lunged it
2-0
out.
Palace. I'm just telling you.
3-1. No, 2-2. Aston Villa versus Forest.
3-1 Aston Villa.
2-2 again. I know this is mental. Man United versus Fulham.
2-0 Man United.
1-1. Brighton versus Everton.
4-0 Brighton.
Ooh, 3-1 Brighton. Bournemouth versus Man City.
1 to Bournemouth, 3 to Man City.
4-2 Man City. Arsenal versus Newcastle.
2-2.
3-2 Arsenal. Wolves versus Sheffield United.
4-0 Wolves.
4-1 Wolves.
You're too slow.
No, 3-1 Wolves, sorry. Oh. West Ham versus Brighton. Brentford.
2-1 Brentford.
2-0 Brentford. And the big cup final. Chelsea versus Liverpool.
No, I'm going to go brave and say 3-0 Liverpool.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go 1-1 extra time. Liverpool win an extra time.
Wow.
No, wow, indeed. That is crazy. And that was the game of...
Quick fire predictions. I feel like you're just mugging me off trying to make me do it loads of times.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You're
so yeah.
I definitely won that this week, like the week before, sorry.
You didn't.
I know I didn't, but I'm going to say in my head I did.
Okay, and it's on camera. It's going to be on the internet. You didn't win.
I kind of won.
Didn't. I won as much as you won.
We
drew.
Debatable.
So in a game when you draw, it's like, no, we actually won because I think we won. Thank you, ref. Is that?
No, because if the ref actually had the right rules...
What's the right rules? So are you saying I don't have the right rules?
I was closer to a lot.
We're not
games.
Doing that. We said at the start it was correct scores. You can't hack losing.
I didn't lose. I drew.
You can't hack not winning then, sorry. You need to win everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so those are the games. Upcoming games. I'm not feeling confident in that one bit, to be fair. I didn't really think about it.
That's kind of the point, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's quick fire predictions for a reason. Whereas this, Mikey's like, Chaz does his prediction. Boom, boom. Mikey goes,
here we go.
What did Chaz say?
There's exaggeration.
Oh, Chaz said 2-2.
Exaggeration coming
so
in.
So let me go 2-2. Oh, Chaz says 1-1. Let me go 1-1.
I didn't copy any of his scores this week.
Yeah, exactly. But what I did there was clever, right? The mental maths.
Watch me win. Watch me win.
It's because
watch me win.
Because I knew if I said all that before, I'd give it all the yip, yap, yap, that you wouldn't copy me this week and you didn't, and now I've won. Thanks for coming. Mic drop. Don't want to drop this mic, it's too expensive.